With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Cabinet is greenlighting revisions to the Postal Amendment regulations, which will start on February 2nd.
The approval of these regulations represents a turning point for the Cayman Islands Postal Service. They provide the CIPS with a much better foundation for innovation, competition, and growth in a parcel-driven, digitally connected marketplace.
Acting Postmaster General Melissa Martinez-Ebanks tells Radio Cayman the new regulations introduce, quote, modern pricing structures, distinguishing between social and commercial mail, and enable the rollout of new postal products such as an additional liability coverage and return service. Fee changes include a new single worldwide postcard airmail rate of $1 U.S., updated domestic parcel rates, a 50% discount for residents sending inter-island parcels, and an increase to the post office clearance fee for parcels from $1 to $3 CI. Slight bump at the pump over the holidays. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the breakdown.
Allfrig says you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park, where it's selling for $4.79 a gallon. That's unchanged from December 20th. On the diesel side of things, Refuel still has the best value, according to the Allfrig website, at $4.96 a gallon. So overall, self-service regular gas is $4.98, down a penny since the last check on December 20th. The average price for premium self-service is unchanged at $5.52, and diesel is up 1 cent at $5.35 a gallon. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can log on to offreg.ky for the full breakdown. The Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability has launched an online survey to learn what civil servants think about installing solar panels at home. Acting Senior Policy Advisor Karen Ford says the feedback will guide future incentives and public education on renewable energy. She says it's about understanding what motivates people and what might be holding them back. The survey is confidential and mobile-friendly, so staff can complete it on a phone, tablet, or computer wherever you have internet access. The link is at bit.ly/3KIHIST. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Danielle Jawowiecka. The United Arab Emirates has agreed to end its operations in Yemen, hours after Saudi Arabia demanded a full withdrawal, accusing the UAE of stoking division there. It followed a Saudi-led airstrike on the southern Yemeni port of Makalla, where Riyadh said weapons intended for southern Yemeni separatists had been sent. The UAE denied this. The sliding value of Iran's currency has fueled a third day of demonstrations in the capital, Tehran. Shopkeepers and market stall holders protesting against rocketing food prices have been joined by university students demanding political change. Train services between mainland Europe and Britain have partially resumed after an outage to the overhead power supply in the Channel Tunnel. The train operator Eurostar is still urging passengers to postpone their journeys due to severe delays and possible last-minute cancellations. Services between London and Paris, Brussels and Amsterdam are affected. Air China has signed a deal to buy 60 Airbus aircraft worth $9.5 billion. It'll receive the first of its A320 planes in 2028. The US military says its joint operations with partner forces have killed or captured nearly 25 Islamic State operatives since they launched strikes in Syria earlier this month. The US Central Command said the operations led to the destruction of 4 IS weapons stores. German police are investigating the robbery of around $35 million from a savings bank in the west of the country. Thieves in the city of Gelsenkirchen used a large drill to smash into the bank's vault room. The world's oldest professional footballer, Kazuyoshi Miura, is returning to one of the top tiers in Japanese football after joining the third division side Fukushima United on loan until June. Known among his supporters as King Kazu, Miura, who turns 59 in February, said he was ready to take on a new challenge with Fukushima. BBC News.